morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Pastor and Mrs. Otero were unable to make their trip to Oregon as planned because of weather conditions, and however, they are going to visit with family leaving tomorrow, and will return the following Saturday. We are pleased to have Pastor Tomlinson in the pulpit today, who will be bringing the message titled The Beginning of Months from the Scriptures this morning. We will have our service at Pacific Hills Manor this afternoon at 2 o'clock as usual, but all other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled. There will be a building committee meeting at 12:30 today following this service to discuss proposals from the construction company. As you know, the ladies' ministry has asked us to consider giving to the Pew Fund for the new church rather than exchanging gifts. And this is the last day to do that if you would like to. However, there is no deadline on this, so if, in days to come, you want to contribute to that fund, that can be done anytime, and we thank you for that. On Wednesday, we will have our traditional New Year's Eve service, which will begin at 8 p.m. until midnight, and it will be with potluck finger foods and games and fellowship, and conclude with the Lord's Supper at midnight. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verses 2, 3, and 4. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 100, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let's continue our worship with hymn number 38, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Yeah.
please stand now as we sing hymn number 10, O God, Our Help in Ages Past.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we remember the words of Moses as he left Israel and went to Mount Nebo. And he was looking for the coming event in the life of Israel. And so he recalled his past 40 years with Israel. And he said, Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. He saw one entire generation die, and he saw the children of that generation ready to take over the land of Israel. And thus he said, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. And at the closing Sunday of this year, as the pastor of Bethel Baptist Church, I want to say, God, You brought us for 52 Sundays together. And together we can say, Thou art God. There was no one Sunday that You were not here because You were busy. There was no one prayer meeting that You were too busy to listen. Thank You, God, for the wonders of Your presence and the wonders of Your love and Your grace. And Lord, we pray that those who are and vacation be also remind themselves how great You are, that You care. Thank You, Father, for being such a mighty God. We pray that You bless this service as we close the year. We pray that You bless us again with Your word and the understanding of it. And as we learn in Sunday school, we pray that many of us can call You our Father, because Jesus brought us to You and we have been adopted in the Beloved. Thank You, Father. We pray for those who are sick, Mrs. Campanas, Tom Curley, and Peretto. We pray for those who are traveling, the Noriels, Laurel, Victor Laurel and Darlene are at this moment flying from Philippines, and they left on Monday and will arrive on Sunday. The miracle of time. But Father, we pray that they have a safety arrival here. Lord, we pray for those who are planning to go, especially as my wife and I were planning to visit with our granddaughters and my daughter, my son-in-law. For so long, we have not seen them. We're anxious to sit down and listening to the miracles of God in their life. Thank You, Father, for having a family who believes in You. And as we close the years, we remember each missionary of ours, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rhodes in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Peru, Jose and Diane Avila, with all their difficulties, were their daughter in Costa Rica. South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to broadcast the gospel through these people who do a job, different job from each other, but there is a unity without uniformity, and we thank you, Father. Now, Lord, we pray for our nation as we come into a new year. The day is getting closer when the new president will take over. And we pray that his wisdom be focused on you. We pray that he remember the lessons of Sunday school that he learned, and that he is able to read his Bible and believe it and pray. We pray for our Congress, that they too be a respecter of God, who is the total authority in our life. And we pray for us, that we may focus not so much in the planning of our life, but rather in the expansion of the gospel. As a church body, we have the dream of having the new building, not just for having a new building, but just to accommodate more people so that they can hear the word and believe. Thank you for what you're going to do with us. Thank you because you have been with us for a long time, and you're ahead of us again. Thank you, Father. Thank you for providing during the whole year. Thank you for your people who love you, and that's what they give. And so, Father, bless the giver and bless the offering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Exodus. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 78. We will be reading Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the history that you have provided for us in the scriptures, that history that's essential to our understanding of why you created us and all things. We don't view your mighty acts only as something to be studied to gain knowledge, but you have shown us history that is vital to our personal understanding and beliefs that have life and death consequences. We thank you for sending our Passover, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the perfect sacrifice and the solution to deliver us from bondage and to reconcile us to yourself. We are forever grateful for your love and your mercy. We pray now for your servant, our teacher, and our pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Bless the message to our hearts that we may gain fuller understanding of your purposes and your love. We pray for those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD as well, that if there be any that do not know you, that they would come to believe and come to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In his name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?